time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Mrs. Kayla Vernon. She is the theater arts director up at Carbon High School, and they've got a show coming up, Drowsy Chaperone. She said, right in the title, it says it is a musical within a comedy. So you know you're going to have a good time, and you're going to be humming songs when you walk out the door. It's going on November 16th through the 19th, and then again on the 21st. Mrs. Vernon, thank you so much for taking out the time to come in and talk with us this morning.
Oh, thank you for having me.
So let's dive right in and get to know a little about you. Is this is your second year at Carbon now?
Yes, I started last year.
And where are you from and all that good stuff?
Yeah, so I'm actually from Utah County. My husband and I both grew up there. And then for the past 10 years, I've been teaching in Blanding at San Juan High School. So we just came up here last July.
And what is there, was this a destination or was this just a program that came open and you'd heard things and you wanted to go to Carbon?
Yes, so I knew Mr. Pei pretty well because of the theater teachers in Utah. We kind of bond together. Plus, I'd seen him at competitions several times. We kind of went in and out of 2A and 3A at San Juan. And I knew that his program was really, really top notch. And when he told me that he might be leaving his position, I jumped right on it as soon as I could.
And I, as I told you before we came on the air, when we first talked about you coming here, he was very excited. He had seen the things that you had done in San Juan, and he was like, "I can't wait for her to come here do that kind of stuff with our kids." So, it sounds like a glowing testimonial, and we're glad to have you here.
That's wonderful. Thank you so much.
So let's talk about the musical that you've got coming up. Once again, it's called The Drowsy Chaperone. How long have you guys been working on this show, and then what is the show about?
Well, we've been working on it since August. We ran auditions about the week after school started, and we've been working on music and a lot of the choreography, and we are just starting to get into a lot of the acting part of it. So we've been working on it since August, and Mrs. Caitlin Ipsen has been our music director. She's wonderful. And our choreographer, we are taking parts of it from a young woman named Skylar Burgess, who I used to teach. And Taylor Ann Dalpaz is also helping with the choreography. And the show itself is a party in the 1920s, as things were back then, at least for the rich. That's one of the lines in the play. But it's about a man who is feeling sad and lonely, so he decides to put on his favorite record, and it's an old recording of a musical called The Drowsy Chaperone, which there isn't really, so it's actually just a pretend. It's a musical within the musical. But he walks us through the whole musical, and he makes fun of it just as much as the audience wants to, and he talks about it. But then it does get really serious for just 1 minute at the end when it talks about how we deal with our loneliness and how we deal with our sadness and how there are just things that make us feel a lot happier when we're feeling that way.
And I've got a question, and you would be the person to ask this. When you're directing a show like this, I know you have kids that are really good at singing.
I do.
And I know you have kids that are really good at the choreography part. Which is harder to get the other person to do? Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. I think that it's harder to get people to do choreography. If they don't have the rhythm, they don't have the rhythm. That's it's hard to teach that. But, we do. We have such talented kids, and they're picking up on all of the things really well. And I've seen a lot of improvement since August with both choreography and with singing and vocalizations. And people are getting more confident in themselves, and that's where it really matters.
Yeah, it seems like the more you work on a role, the more it becomes part of you, and then you start to have fun. You know, then you can start doing little nuances and little different things that, you
absolutely.
Know.
Absolutely. Yeah, and we have some really talented actors that know how to put themselves into it, and they blow me away. I mean, I laugh all the time at rehearsal because they do things that are unexpected, and I can't wait to show people what these kids have been doing.
And speaking of actors, and without, you know, leaving out too many, I mean, kind of name off, who are we going to see in this show?
Yeah, we have a lot of really good, talented actors. Some of our leads are Garrett Black and Lindsay Snow, Gage Holm, Ezra Amaya, and Alexea Arno.
And now, is this a big, like a big company cast, or is it kind of a smaller knit cast?
Yeah, it's actually, we have about 35 kids in the cast total. There are about 10 leads and then just ensemble all over the place, singing and dancing and doing their own characterizations. They are really fun to watch.
All right, if people want to go see it, like once again we said, it's November 16th through the 19th, and then the next Monday, I'm assuming, the 21st. Mm-hmm. How can people get tickets?
Well, you can buy them at the door if you want to take that chance of sitting in the back row, but you can also buy them online. We have a website set up to buy tickets. It's our.show/CHS Drowsy Chaperone, and you can go in there and reserve your tickets. You get to pick your seats, or again, you can come and buy them at the door.
Okay, and all seats are reserved, and that's why you're kind of saying buying them at the door, you're kind of left with you know,
what's left.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So get out and get early. And what are ticket prices? Do you know off the top of your head?
Yeah, they are $10 for adults and $7 for any children or faculty and staff of Carbon School District also are that price.
All right. So once again, it is the Drowsy Chaperone. It's a musical within a comedy. Sounds like within a musical as well.
Yeah.
So lots going on in this one. November 16th through the 19th, and then again on the 21st. Tickets are available online at our.show/CHS Drowsy Chaperone. They're also available at the door. Mrs. Kayla Vernon, thank you so much for stopping in and talking with us this morning. I hope to get you in more often every time you guys do a show up there.
That'd be wonderful.
All right.
Yes, thank you.
Once again, now for any more information on interviews like this, you can check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.